This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hope you had a great holiday. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney kicking off the week with all of you. We have floods in Texas. I mean, serious stuff in Houston and Austin. They say it's going to get worse throughout the week. Boy, oh boy. You know, it used to be that old saying, let an umbrella be your smile. The people in those areas, those low-lying areas, do not want to see any rain. They've had their fill of rain this season, and sadly, it's led to some terrible tragedies. It's easy to say, well, stay off the roads, but then roads are caving, or an area that's not expected to flood floods, and somebody's caught in a car and they're trying to figure out what to do right in front of everybody's eyes, and there's only so many rescuers and first response teams to go around. Speaking of first response, oh, Donald Trump has given us a lot of things to grin about this campaign season. Do you believe we're coming up on a year of Donald Trump? And here when he started, a lot of people didn't give him much of a chance. Now he's on the verge of accepting the nomination at the Republican convention in Cleveland. Very combative on Tuesday. Trump slammed the media, not necessarily anything new there, for questioning his charity toward vets when the checks were cut, what happened, who are the groups, all that kind of stuff, particularly zeroing in on a reporter from ABC. Tommy Yamas is his name. And one of the networks did a great job in putting a compilation of Trump together, and I think it's a perfect time to let you hear that.
I've been dealing with the press a long time. I think the political press is among the most dishonest people that I've ever met.
The people don't trust you, and the people don't trust the media.
She starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions, and, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I have the right to ask the question.
You know, this is
the
question. You have me call.
I have the right to ask the question.
Go back and use it.
No.
And he stood up and started ranting and raving like a madman. He was totally, absolutely out of line.
Donald Trump under fire again, this time for seeming to mock a reporter's disability.
The poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
The mainstream media, these people back here, they're the worst. They are so dishonest. No, they're so dishonest. And by the way, some of the media is terrific. But most of it, 70%, 75%, is absolute dishonest, absolute scum. Remember that. Scum. Scum. They're totally dishonest people. She's back there. Little Katie. She's back there. What a lie it was. No. What a lie. Katie Turk. What a lie it was from NBC to have written that was a total lie.
But let me tell you about the Wall Street Journal. I have no respect whatsoever for the Wall Street Journal. I don't think they know what they're doing. They have taken me on so much. It's so ridiculous. Everyday editorials, bad editorials. I don't even want to read it very much anymore. They're so wrong.
We're going to open up those libel laws so that when the New York Times writes a hit piece, which is a total disgrace, or when the Washington Post, which is there for other reasons, writes a hit piece, we can sue them and win money. By the way, the world's most dishonest people are back there. Look at all the cameras going. Look at all those cameras. Unbelievable. They are dishonest. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them.
I'm not looking for credit. But what I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well. It was very unfair that the press treated us so badly. Right, go ahead.
All right, so that's Trump and his relationship with the media. I like the one part where he says, You know, a lot of the media, I like the media, a lot of the media is good. Just 75% is terrible. Just pretty much everybody. All right, we're going to give Grimm a crack at all of this. California up next June 7th, and Trump is campaigning hard there, even though he is the nominee, let's face it. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Hey, Kate. Oh, good news first or bad news?
Give me the good news.
Oh, I thought you'd go with that. Okay, the good news is that it's finally that time of the year for me. Now, what you got to do is you got to have a camera. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it's Wedding Crashers Month. All the prawns, fish, yeah, I get champagne, caviar, cake.
I love it.
But make sure you got film in the camera, you don't...
I love it. Wedding Crashers is a very funny movie for the reason you just said. Where do you get the free food? Just crash the wedding. I love it. Good job.
Bad news. It's hurricane season.
Oh, no kidding. The worst.
You know, it looks like ABC has had to go out here and dig up some new party here they just had on 2020, the Libertarian Party. You know, I mean, I guess they failed with the Democrats.
So they got to find somebody else. There you go.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I was really going to but I ain't got enough time, I know. I was going to do the movie review for you, but I can get that this week. That, you know,
do it later this week.
Off with. Yeah, I think we left off from last week. Because it goes more towards Memorial Day itself, but I hope everybody had a safe and a good one. Of course, I haven't caught the national statistics of death, but they said last year there was about 400 people that died over the holidays. And of course, everybody's watched, you know, probably their own state trooper report, which just closed down at midnight yesterday. So it's sad, sad state, but, you know, that's what you get as the population grows. You know, the numbers are going to get bigger.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. And there was shootings. It was terrible with some of the shootings in Chicago. They were calling it Bloody Memorial Day. 66 people were shot and six people were killed. But Chicago's been a war zone anymore.
Well, we've also had these electric pool drownings.
Yes.
Heard about that?
Oh. Yes.
And, of course, everybody's making a big deal out of this gorilla thing.
Oh,
and nobody
yeah.
wants to talk about the baby bison.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. That the people thought they were helping the bison. The baby was so cute. Put him in the car, and then they had to euthanize it. Yeah. Wouldn't go back to the rest.
Well, I think that's just a stupidity, because if you go back during my day and time, the ranger was smart enough to go find a farmer, and the farmer would have raised it.
Versus just let's eliminate
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of dictating policy, this is
right.
This is the problem with this younger generation that we got that's going, you know, going through school to become rangers and whatnot. You know, they don't. Oh, it's become such a
Exactly. Right. Just buy the book. Don't even make a judgment where you're looking at what could happen. How could you look at it a different way? Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's, you know, a bar on your front door and no screen door.
Oh, gosh. No kidding. Absolutely. I agree with you. Grimm, perfect thoughts and place to end this. We'll talk to you again this week. Thank you. Hang with us coming up. We're going to introduce you to my pal from Synergistic Nutrition for one. Mailbag. We got that going on. We can count with the numbers. A whole bunch of great stuff. Hang with us.
Standing on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Great holiday, and as you can imagine, we always have such a full mailbox when I come back, and we do every single day. So kudos to all of you. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you hear the show, you think, wow, who was that guest? What did she just say? I have an opinion I can't get through, or I downloaded it and listened to it later in the day. Perfect solution. Send me something, americatonight.net. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, we jump on this from Joseph, who says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen next week in California? Do you think now after Governor Jerry Brown has endorsed Hillary Clinton that she takes this over Bernie Sanders? You know, Bernie Sanders has such rabid fans. I wouldn't count him out of this. I think it's going to be tight. Honestly, I think it's going to be very, very close. I do think Clinton wins it, though. I do. I think she wins it, but barely. But here's the thing. It's about the superdelegates. It's about getting all of those, getting all of those delegates. And so if you win, you get the delegates. That's the way California works. It's crazy to piecemeal this whole primary season together. I mean, just absolutely nuts. But we figured it out. If she wins, she nails it. I mean, you know, she gets California. All right, let's move on to another question about California. This one is from Mary, and Mary says, Kate, I didn't initially like Donald Trump, but I heard what you said one night about, listen, if you're Priebus and you're running the party, you have to unite people. If people that are Republicans split off and say, forget it, screw it, I don't like Trump, I'm not going for Trump, so I'm just going to dig my my head in the sand, and I'm not going to vote at all. I think that's a big mistake and could be costly for the Republicans. Sometimes we don't like who's nominated. Sometimes we're not sure of who's nominated. In fact, I guarantee there's never been everybody 100% on board with any of the candidates, even on the Democratic side of the aisle. So I have reinvented my opinion, and I am going to vote for Trump and pray, as you have said, that he puts the right people around him if, in fact, he is elected president. All right. How about this one from Mac, who's listening to us in Ohio? Kate, I know that you used to go to school in Ohio, but regardless, did you happen to see that story about what happened at the Cincinnati Zoo with the kid that fell into the gorilla pen and the fact that they had to euthanize the gorilla? You know what? Yes, I did. I thought it was a crazy situation. There was a three-year-old boy slipped into that enclosure, and apparently there was somebody that was trying to take a picture of the 17-year-old male gorilla. His name is Harmby, who was peeking out of his cave when she heard a splash. Then a man, this is an eyewitness, I was hearing this today, then a man screamed, and you know, there was a splash, a man screamed, and the kid had fallen into the enclosure. Oh my gosh, how is this happening? I mean, this is not the first time we've heard these stories. So the sound of the scream apparently ignited the gorilla. Well, the sound attracted the gorilla, who barreled over to the moat, saw the kid, knocked the boy against a wall, and this woman was recording this on her phone. And she said that the gorilla didn't seem like he was going to harm the boy at all. He dragged the kid a little further down the moat, and he almost looked like he was helping him, pulling his pants up, stood him up. Then all of a sudden, everyone started screaming again, and he pulled him completely out. So isn't that interesting? What a mess. What a nightmare. Think about it, a 450-pound primate, and then it deteriorates from there. The gorilla becomes more aggressive, determined not to free the kid. He threw him 10 feet in the air. Oh, my gosh, it's just insanity. And so now, of course, they have to shoot the gorilla. And it's just a terrible thing. He'd gotten into the enclosure by going under a rail, through wires, and over a moat wall, which is unbelievable. You know what? I'm sorry. They need to do something different about these enclosures if you've got kids that can slip in there, because you're taking kids to the zoo and they're that age. So there's an online petition now, Justice for Harmby, through, and I hope I'm saying that, it might be Harambe, through criminal charges, you know, has earned about 162,000 signatures. Western lowland gorillas are endangered in the wild. There's less than 175,000 of them. 765 are in zoos. The zoo hoped that he would father more gorillas. This is just a terrible, 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 terrible story. All right, let's swing into some more emails. We got some time here. I love it for this segment, our mailbag segment. Again, reminding you that if you have anything wiggling around in that brain, send it to us. We get a lot of interesting email. And this is good because it's all over the map. All right, how about this one? This one is from Chuck. Kate, your prediction that the Warriors would go back to the NBA Finals was a good one, because, in fact, they are going back. They were down in the hole, as you know, and they were able to turn it around. Yeah, how about that? Being down 3-1 and they're able to come back from a 3-1 deficit, that's huge. That just cements their lure even more, especially if they win again and they have back-to-back championships. I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to have something to say about that. But really, honestly, the Thunder had them. I mean, had them against the wall, and they let them come all the way back. And they, once they got that Game 7, and it was Monday on Memorial Day, it was really tough to win at Oracle, which is their arena, let's face it, because now here they are, and there's nothing like a Game 7, so they react, and they win. And you know what's interesting is it was really a good game. I mean, it really was. Steph Curry, why is he the MVP? Because 36 points, 8 assists, 5 boards. Klay Thompson, 21 points. You know, the key shots were falling, so they knocked the Thunder out. All right, let's take another one. Got a couple of sports thoughts here. Pretty interesting. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Larry, who listens to us in Texas. Kate, here in Texas, nobody could be more proud of Jordan Spieth. I know that you've interviewed him. I've heard it on the show.
And how about his first big Texas win, mere 22 years old? Did you watch at all what was happening at the Colonial? I did watch what happened at the Colonial. That chip in on 17 was amazing, finishing, closing out 16, 17, and 18 with birdies. Pretty awesome, absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, he is the pride of Texas. Went to UT and is just this phenom of a golfer. He's had 8 wins at 22 years old, better than Tiger Woods, which is pretty amazing. Where is he going to end up in the end? And he's a good guy. He, you know, his family comes to a lot of his matches. He gives a lot of credit to his caddy constantly. Seems like I said, seems like a really super, super good guy. So good for him. And that's a huge win and probably good for the game of golf. People think that golf is an elite game. Not true. You can go out on a public course and they've got great rates out there and you can rent clubs for a song. You know, of course, to go to a storied country club, yes. But I think you can be the working man or woman and you can pick up the game. And I personally like the game. So, yeah, I would agree. All right, here's another one. This one is from Brad, who says, I went to the movies with my son, and I saw X-Men. I heard you give a preview. I listened to it. I thought it was pretty good. You were right. X-Men, I think, cleared the box office, and I'm not so sure about Alice. So, yeah, X-Men The Apocalypse raked in $80 million, and this is just North America. Of course, you have Jennifer Lawrence, who couldn't be hotter as an actress. And James McAvoy is also stars in that. And then you had a couple of Memorial Day flicks like Alice Through the Looking Glass. And that starred Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter. And that made $34.2 million, far below the $60 million weekend they thought that they would rake in. And they had a budget of $170 million, so they got some money to make up. I think they make up that money. But, you know, you got other movies out there, Angry Birds, Captain America, Civil War. So I don't, you know, there's a lot of competition, and that was a movie that was kind of being tanked by people who had reviewed it. It's a good chance to remind you that each and every week at the tail end of the week, we do a cheap movie review where you can hear little snippets of the movies. I tell you who's in it, what it's rated, what I think, that kind of thing. And if you go and see one of the movies, you can send me your review of the movie, and I'll send you a copy of my book, either one of my two books, Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. You can do that by shooting it to same place, americatonight.net. Thanks for playing. We'll catch you again with another mailbag coming up in another segment here on America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome our next guest to the show because, you know, I've mentioned this. I've been taking One World Way. I've been going to the gym and I've been doing, you know, walking the dog crazy amounts, and it just has made me feel so energetic. I work crazy hours. Every day is different. You certainly know that from this show and other things that I do in my career. And One World Way has been just amazing. It tastes awesome, and it's made a huge difference within this last month in my life. I can only imagine what it's going to be like as we continue down the road. So joining us is Stephen Hewer. He's the founder of Synergistic Nutrition. Stephen, thanks so much, of course, for hanging with us to talk about what's going on with Synergistic Nutrition. You've got a lot of great products, but I want to talk first about One World Way, because I know One World Way, it's interesting even how you produce the protein powder. Talk about that for a second.
All right. So, you know, like you, it's like I want more energy. Everybody wants more energy, more quality of life.
Oh, yeah.
I found that the whey gave that to me about 5 years ago when I was introduced to it. It's like all of the whey protein powders I'd taken prior to that. I'm a skinny guy. I always wanted to gain weight. I took whey protein powders. They always constipated me. I always felt unhealthy and unhappy eating the whey protein powder. I take this one, and I felt energetic, cheerful. Intestines were great. And from 5 years now, I've had the same feedback from hundreds, thousands of people. And basically, the whey goes through a process where technologically, the man owns a multimillion-dollar facility. He's nuclear physicist. He's a molecular biologist, and he's got a lot of these degrees in sciences. So he figured out how to take frequencies and literally restore the structure of the protein of the whey back to what nature intended it to be. So basically, when you dry liquid whey to a dry powder, the steps that it goes through to become a dry powder changes the shape of the proteins to shapes that aren't usable by the body. So when you put it back through this technological enhancement, it gets to restore the protein structure, and it puts into it a energy, much like a battery that can have either the full charge of its electron content, energy content, or be totally depleted and not be able to run your flashlight. Same thing here. There's literally energy put into it so that when you consume it, there's an energetic component your body's getting and a correct protein structure your body's getting, and the net result of those two things has been the energy that you experience. People recover quicker from workouts. They have more energy for like 5 hours at a time from just one serving. They detoxify their bodies, and that's my main thing as a practitioner of the healing arts. I was behind the eight ball with mercury poisoning for many years, and this ended up getting it all out of my system. I did many different kinds of mercury chelation and detoxing programs, natural and man-made, for several years from 1999 to 2005, and every time I did a test for my mercury levels to see where they were, you take a pill that pulls mercury out quickly through your urine, you collect your urine and you test it, my mercury levels were always very high. Then I get on the One World Way, and I've been on it for a little while, and I do my test again, and I have zero levels of mercury showing up in my body. So I figured out that this is the most significant food you can take, not only as a protein to support energy, muscle tissue repair, and all the things that people equate with whey protein as a bodybuilding supplement, but also as a way to increase glutathione and cause your body to detoxify all the heavy metals, all the chemicals, all the drugs, and reduce or get rid of your chronic inflammation that most people have.
Yeah, wow, that's it in a nutshell, exactly. And I love what you said, that what a difference it made for you, and certainly people listening to us, trust me, you have Stephen's experience, you have my experiences. I'm going to keep telling you here on the show and describe what it's meant to me, because that's what I was really lacking, energy, no question about it. Now, you have some other products, a lot of other products, of course, and before we jumped on the air, you wanted to tell me about something really exciting. Tell me about some of the oils that you're working with.
There's a man that I met recently named Andreas Wecker, who people in Germany know this man. He was a national hero because he was an Olympic gold medalist in 1996 on the high bar, and so he was a gymnast, and he was exceptional. And because of all of his gymnastics, he had injured his joints and his body to the degree that when he was out of gymnastics, he was taking aspirins and anti-inflammatory and cortisone shots and things to compensate for his chronic musculoskeletal pains and joint pains, and so he destroyed his intestinal health from doing that. He got Crohn's disease. He got a candida overgrowth in his body to the point that he was dying. He was introduced to this special seed oil that was pressed in a certain way, and he ended up basically getting his health back to the point that it wasn't fully back 100%. It was a flaxseed oil pressed, a fresh-pressed flaxseed oil that got his health back to the degree that he was back to being functional again, and that he had his life back for the most part. But then he's like a third-generation engineer in his family in terms of his knowledge, and so he engineered a way to press seed oils in a unique way that no one's ever done, where the oil ends up being 100% zero oxidation, which is unheard of. And so he pressed this coriander seed oil and took that in conjunction with his fresh-pressed flax oil, and his candida went away 100%, and his Crohn's disease healed up 100%, and he has fantastic health again, and he's introduced this now to many people, and it's just phenomenal. These seed oils that we currently take that are pressed and put into dark bottles and stored under refrigeration that you can buy in the health food store, whether it's hemp seed oil or flaxseed oil or whatever, they're all oxidized by 20 to 30% by the time you consume them. This is the first seed oil in the market that has zero oxidation, and even after 2 years, it room temperature, you can test this, and it can have zero oxidation, and the result of what that means to your body is phenomenal, because your cells cannot utilize oxygen without having the omega-3, omega-6 in the cell wall to attract oxygen and to absorb it. So, you know, you talk about fatigue, and you talk about cancer, which is, cancer is a situation where people have cells that aren't breathing, they aren't using oxygen, because the cell is either damaged or doesn't have the fatty acids in the cell wall that enable it to absorb oxygen, so it turns into a cell that can make energy in the absence of oxygen, and that's a tumor cell. So the high incidence of cancer, the high incidence of viral and fungal conditions going on in our culture today, this is the missing ingredient. This is the missing piece, is unoxidized seed oils that have omega-3 and omega-6 that your cells can put into their membranes so that they can start to absorb oxygen again like they're designed to, and you start creating energy properly, you start reducing your acid production, you correct your pH. Instead of being chronically acidic, you start to become alkaline. I mean, the results are phenomenal. I mean, I've been on these seed oils only a short time, and I'm telling you, I can pick up my barbells, my 25-pound barbells, and normally I'd have to swing my body, get some momentum, mobilize other muscle groups to just, you know, do some curls. I can do these now total straight, no swinging or mobilizing other muscle groups, just with the total strength of my bicep, just a calm, controlled curl that's just like a phenomenal increase in strength, including wanting to do push-ups and stuff. I'm 55. I haven't wanted to do this kind of stuff in probably 5 years. So this is like an amazing seed oil that's going to rewrite nutritional science, because the fats are the missing piece to utilizing oxygen, and everything on the market right now is oxidized. So these Andreas Wecker seed oils that we're carrying, we're going to call them sacred seed oils. They're phenomenal. And the black cumin seed oil, in and of itself, people have like seen cancer go away consuming this stuff. Not this one, but other brands. They've seen, you can lose fat like crazy on black cumin seed oil. People have lost, it just melts your body fat off you. And then you got coriander seed oil, which apparently is very good as antifungal to get rid of candida. So yeah, you've got some amazing things in these seed oils that people have never really been able to experience in the nutrition field.
Yeah, boy, and people are really struggle with all of the issues that you just mentioned. Obviously, it's not just even about weight. It's crazy what's happened with health and in trying to get ourselves in a better position. Even people, and you know this, Stephen, who work out, supposedly eat right, we're just not getting what we need out of our foods, are we?
We're not only not getting what we need, but there's cumulative injuries that have happened prior to that from just unhealthy eating habits that we didn't know about earlier in our lives, whether that was too much sugar or whether that was cooked vegetable oils or, you know, and then you get your colds and flus and you take a round of antibiotics and that damages your mitochondria in your body and you get all these other things that are like cumulatively creating a terrain and a situation where your body is not utilizing oxygen, making energy efficiently, so you end up even on an ideal diet, well, what people consider an ideal diet, clean and organic and stuff, they still don't thrive. And so this is my job as a naturopath, is to bring in the nutraceuticals, the technologies, and the various things that I've learned over the years to put back into your life the ingredients so that you can get back radiant health, because it is possible. I suffered with chronic fatigue syndrome for many years and adrenal exhaustion and all kinds of stuff, and when I do live my life, man, I'm happy to be alive again.
So, and you said it, you said you're 55, but you don't feel like 55 now, right?
No. Gosh, I just took a long bike ride yesterday. I can jog. I can do push-ups and, you know, things like that. And it's just like, if I don't eat right, I don't experience that. But if I eat right and I take my supplements, I feel really good again, and I'm happy to be alive. And, you know, it does take a little bit of knowledge. And, you know, a lot of people try and figure it out themselves, but, you know, they don't do it for profession. So they end up trial and error, and you can take many years just trying to figure it out and not get there, because there's not everything you need to know is commonly known. It's just not common knowledge yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why you're helping us with that curve for sure. You can go check out everything that, that Synergistic Nutrition has to offer, including what, you know, we've talked about today. Obviously, go to www.sgn80.com. Everyone knows that, obviously, but I say it anyway. sgn80.com. Stephen, thanks. I look forward to our next conversation.
I do too. Thank you too. Have a beautiful day, Kate.
You too. Thanks. All right, so everything that Stephen just said there, I'm echoing what I'm obviously seeing with the One World Way stuff, especially the energy, because that's where I fall down because of the crazy hours. Even if I'm eating well, and I am, the exercise and getting more out of that exercise is what I needed to jump, and that's what I've found so far. And I obviously there's so much more that I'm going to do as I move along here, but what that has done for me, especially kickstarting me, is absolutely incredible. I haven't had that in anything, and I've done the gym deal on and off for my whole life. I've been totally committed to it now, but I still wouldn't walk out, and I'd still feel tired, like where I just wanted to put a dent in the couch because I would be exhausted, you know what I mean? So it's really, really worked for me. Check it out, definitely. And coming up here on the show in the next couple of weeks, we're going to give away, you know, free packets of it so that you can try it and get that sensation that I'm getting as well. All right, stay with us. More to come next.
wake up and do.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I feel about numbers. Everything is about numbers, isn't it? Look around you and you'll see that numbers are your friend, or maybe they're not always your friend, but they're in everything that we do. So on that note, once again, let's check on those numbers with We Can Count. And so we can count. We can count in the direction of what's happening as far as California. We're getting closer and closer to the 6th, and there's lots of conversation about Cali, including who's backing who, what the endorsements are going to be, and what the numbers are ultimately going to be. So California Governor Jerry Brown endorses Hillary Clinton, for what it's worth. Not a surprise, I don't think, that he's endorsing her. By the way, it's June 7th. I made a mistake there. He said it was the only way to stop the dangerous candidacy of Donald Trump. That's how he endorsed her. It's become a little bit of a tight race between her and Bernie Sanders. That's not well, doesn't bode well for Clinton, because she's banked on the supporter of non-white voters. So in an open letter to Dems, Brown said he was deeply impressed by how well Sanders has done. and with his message of growing the divide between the wealthy and the rest of the world. But he said Clinton's lead is insurmountable, and Democrats have shown by millions of votes that they want her by, you know, of her for her through the nominee. Easy for me to say. A Public Policy Institute of California poll released last week found Clinton ahead of Sanders 46-44, so so close percent among likely Democratic voters within the poll's margin. So, you know, you can see it's pretty close, and that's why Brown came out and said he's right, that they're worried they're not going to be able to stop Trump, especially if she's got so much of that vote. So let's turn to this. A professional soccer player was kidnapped in Mexico Saturday night, was rescued. Mexican international and Olympicos striker Alan Pulido was kidnapped in Ciudad Victoria, which is, you know, obviously in Mexico. He managed to call police, alerted them to his location after a scuffle with one of the captors. His right hand was bandaged in the video. It was damaged when he broke a pane of glass during his escape. And he just said, oh, thank goodness that I'm free. He was attended to immediately. I mean, this guy is a big deal. He's a 25-year-old. He's a striker for Olympicos Club, for Greece's Olympicos Club. He's played in the past for Mexico's national team. He, most significantly, during the 2014 World Cup campaign, he was there. And he wasn't called this year for the Copa America tournament in the U.S. That kicks off on June 3rd. How frightening is this? I mean, you know, so what's that about? You know, we talk about these kidnappings in Mexico. Hundreds of kidnappings were reported in the border state last year. They say the true tally of missing people is likely underreported and actually much higher. So it's all about money. Kidnapping people, if they have any notoriety whatsoever, forget about it. I think that is incredibly frightening. And he, of course, being a known soccer player, had a name. So he was a target. Maybe unknowingly he was a target. Who knows? But pretty scary to see that. I saw pictures of him and I thought, my gosh, that's unbelievable. Because you don't know how that's going to end up. I mean, these people end up dead. There's no way to know what could have happened there. Wow. All right, since we're on that and these are numbers, let's talk about another sad, crazy kidnapping thing. Three journalists are missing in Colombia. I talked about that last week. But the three missing journalists were freed. So that's the good news. A woman, Spanish journalist Salud Hernandez, disappeared May 21st. She was covering a story in a remote area inhabited by guerrilla groups and organized crime. So luckily, when two other journalists were kidnapped, they decided to release them. There's been peace talks apparently going on, and so that's the good news there. Not good news for the people kidnapped, though. Hernandez reports for the Spanish daily El Mundo and writes a column for Bogota's daily El Tiempo, and she was on her way. She was going to take a flight back to Bogota when she was kidnapped. And then it was just a couple weeks later, those other two journalists were kidnapped as well. They thought that it could be, the reason they were released is because the guerrillas thought it wouldn't be good for them to be trying to negotiate if they had kidnapped somebody. So they decided to make a big change. I mean, you know, a big change in tactics and do the release thing. And thank goodness for the people who were kidnapped, because again, so many people often are killed in these situations, and that's it. I mean, you know, they couldn't find them. They had no way to get to them, so it was pretty brutal. All right, how about this? Obama's numbers apparently read better on 2016 than Clinton and Trump. Are you surprised by that? I think of all the phone calls we get here, the frustrations, and there's people that just flat out don't like him no matter what he does, but there's plenty of people that have reason, like the healthcare situation, etc. We know what an abomination that's been. I know from my own personal experiences, it's a complete nightmare. But Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are running neck and neck in the polls. Clinton's chances look better based on some other numbers. They say the approval ratings of Obama, the public is growing apparently fonder of him. His approval ratings are, what are you thinking out there? His approval ratings have been 50% or higher for 11 of the past 12 weeks. He hasn't hit that level in 3 years. His current rating, 51% for the week ending in May 22nd, 2 points higher, pay attention to me, than Ronald Reagan was at this phase of his presidency. That's according to Gallup. Anybody surprised? Supposedly what the deal is, they're saying the state of the economy has changed all of that. So that's made the biggest difference, what's going on in the economy. But there you go, right? Let's move on. How about this? Former Attorney General Eric Holder's contention that former NSA contractor Ed Snowden performed a public service by leaking classified documents, according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is outrageous. He says it's outrageous that he would say that. When you think of what's gone on in the government, that truly this is a disgrace. And what happened was Holder told another Obama administration official, David Axelrod, who's a CNN correspondent on the Axe Files, that Snowden's actions were inappropriate and illegal and he should come back to the U.S. to face justice, but said, I still think he performed a public service, raising the debate that we engaged in and by the changes that we made. So McConnell disagrees and says that it's quite the opposite. He says that, you know, it's what he did was completely off base and that is not the case whatsoever, that it's an outrageous comment. And he says, I'm very glad I voted against confirming him. He's the worst attorney general in history. But he's not the attorney general anymore. As I said, he's the ex-attorney general. Loretta Lynch is the current attorney general. All right, we can count. As we continue down the road of we can count, let's move to this. This is a shocking, stunning number, and this is where we're going to end. I didn't realize this, but there's a report that just came out that says 46 million people are trapped in what they're calling modern slavery. Wow. Modern slavery. Are you kidding me? Exploitation. Businesses that are doing, that they consider to be pushing people in slave directions. It was based on 42,000 interviews in 25 countries. They found that the Asian countries were home to nearly 60% of the world's modern slaves. India was the country with the highest number, 18.3 million. North Korea had the highest proportion, with 4.3% of the population thought to be enslaved. And they're stuck in situations because of threats, violence, coercion, abuse of power, deception, all that kind of stuff. And just so you know, because it's such a loose term, we're talking about people, they say, forced into labor in farming, fishing, manufacturing, commercial sex work, and forced marriage. They count all of that as part of this. 46 million people, an increase of 28% from the last survey that was done. It makes sense if you listen to the countries that I said, you know, North Korea, etc., and thinking of the different professions we're talking about, too, as well. So once again, we wrap up another edition of We Can Count.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Street, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.